Sometimes the young women of the village come for the first part of the evening, on borrowed horses, or on foot, single file, taking turns to trample the grass. Eyes held for long moments, the exchange of scarves, sweet tarts, and sips of beer, the freedom of twilight.
He reaches out and grabs the kite, then throws it up with all his might. It flips and flaps, it dips and flops, then back down to the ground it drops.
Ne yapacağımı şaşırmış bir halde, yatakta çırpınarak inleyen kendimi seyrediyordum. Korku içinde geri geri yürürken birine çarptım. Arkamı döndüm. Zehra Hanım önce bana baktı, sonra yataktaki bana baktı. Sonra yeniden bana baktı ve kısık bir sesle, "Kabus mu görüyor acaba?" diye sordu.
He found himself half kneeling, half sitting on the sofa. An awkward position he didn't understand, couldn't adjust. "This might take a while. Perhaps you want to stretch your legs. Be comfortable, you know." This took him by surprise. A feeling of unease was starting to creep in. Worried he would make it worse by moving, he mumbled.
A sense of her. That familiar feeling, uncomplicated, tender. He'd loved her name. It sounded stateless when such ideas had seemed possible. The bringer of rain. Her mother's idea. He knew Catherine had been bullied by the father's family, pressured to change it, even after the birth certificate,